The New River Highlands RC&D Council, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service present the Strike Force radio program.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the New River Highlands RC&D, NARC in D.C., and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
Hello, my name is Chuck Shorter. I live in Blacksburg, Virginia on our family farm. I've been a member of RC&D, I think, for about 14 years. One of our new programs has been the Strike Force program, which was designed to help underserved folks and areas that are going through hard times in our region of the state. I know it's benefiting a whole lot of people. They've come out with some microloans and things like that, trying to get people started into farming, because farming is really expensive to get into. I know the high tunnels, folks are using those a lot to get into vegetable production, and it's helping with the cost of those, cost sharing those, and folks are growing their own food, plus dealing with farmers markets and some of the small ag producers, I'm sure, involved in it too. Strike Force is just another tool that the folks have to benefit them and help them get started in agriculture.
Recently, the annual awards reception for the New River Highlands Resource Conservation and Development Council was held in Wytheville, Virginia. Lots of great information was shared. Let's listen in on some of the participants.
I'm Marcus Gray. I'm the Executive Director for the New River Highlands Resource Conservation and Development Council here in Wytheville, Virginia. The Strike Force programs really help tie in a lot of the other work, the separate initiatives we have on the ground here. We represent 11 counties, 3 planning district commissions, and 2 independent cities. And so making sure we get all these different initiatives tied in together, you know, the federal funding through the Strike Force program really helps that. We've got some areas of our RC&D area that have a significant poverty problem, and so being able to improve agriculture on the landscape, helping people have quality jobs, helping with housing, we work a lot with the housing authority here. Really what brings them all together is the umbrella of the USDA Strike Force programs.
I'm Lou Brossi. I live in Wythe County. I'm a member of the board for New River Highlands RC&D, and I've been on the board for a number of years, and I guess time gets away, but it's been over 20 years now that I've been involved in this. I'm a forester, and one of my areas of interest is forestry-related things, although I like to think I'm a broader conservation than just that. The thing I've been personally most involved in is the FireWise program. I'm retired from the U.S. Forest Service, and I was in fire management for a time, so I have an understanding of that, and it's a really good program, and it's a good outreach to a lot of landowners, and there's a cost share for people that are close to national forest. Their land's close to national forest, but it's a good program and a good philosophy of how to protect a woodland home, regardless of where you're located or whether or not there's cost share, because more and more people like their homes in the woods, and it's a beautiful thing, but it's also, there's an element of risk there. But we have the tools available to not totally eliminate the risk, but to greatly reduce it. And it's a benefit to the landowners, but it's also a benefit to the firefighting agencies and to the neighbors as well.
I'm Steve Spangler, FireWise coordinator for the RC&D here in Wytheville. So FireWise is being familiar with how your home or property sits in a wooded area and how a wildland fire could affect your home or property. And in our area, we're in the mountainous terrain, and everybody's building homes. They're wanting to get out of the city, build that mountain home, and they're plopping them right in the wrong spot, it seems like. But we're here to help. They're not really taking in the effect of topography, what slope they're putting their homes on, and then they want to keep that natural look. Well, that they can have their natural look, but not that overgrown look. And it's very dangerous when a fire starts, and you hate for them to learn after the fact when a fire comes running up and they lose or damage their home or property to a wildfire. So we're there to try to help. Educate is the main thing. Educate them on how your home is going to be affected to a wildfire if it happens. The one criteria that most affects people around here is going to be the radius to a national forest boundary. So the U.S. Forest Service need to find out whether you're within a 3 to 5 mile radius. 3 mile radius or closer, you pretty much qualify. There are a couple of other little things, but let's start with that one. And if you think you're between the 3 or 5 mile radius, you still need to call and contact us and let us come out and look at it, depending on where you're actually located. The best thing to do to contact is, one, you can either call the Virginia Department of Forestry in the Salem office or the Abington office, or they can contact the RC&D office here in Withville, and they've got all the literature and the contact information to get in touch with me or a Department of Forestry representative to come out and look and survey the home and see what we can do for them.
We'll have more from the annual awards reception from Withville, Virginia, after this message from the New River Highlands RC&D. The New River Highlands Resource Conservation and Development Council is a nonprofit organization that works with local communities in 11 counties to conserve and benefit from the rich cultural and natural resources of southwestern Virginia. Counties served are Bland, Carroll, Floyd, Giles, Grayson, Montgomery, Pulaski, Smith, Tazewell, and Washington. The New River Highlands RC&D was established in 1983, receiving 501c4 status in 1984. The RC&D area is located in southwest Virginia in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains and encompasses 3,058,000 acres, including part of the Blue Ridge Plateau. Elevations range from 1,000 feet to 5,729 feet atop Mount Rogers, the highest point in Virginia. Woodland is the largest land use at 62%, followed by pasture land, 23%, cropland, 13%, and other land, 2%. The remaining area is split between federal land, urban land, and water. The New River Highlands Resource Conservation and Development Council offers services to county sponsors, communities, organizations, and individuals in a 7-county region. Some of the services that are offered include land management, forestry, water management, land conservation, and community development. For more information, contact Executive Director Marcus Gray at 276-227-0536 or visit their website, newriver-highlandsrcd.org. Their offices are in downtown Withville, Virginia at 325 East Main Street, Suite E2. Now, back to more highlights from the annual awards reception sponsored by the New River Highlands RC&D in Withville, Virginia.
I'm Gary Boring. I work for the New River Highlands RC&D Council as a coordinator. I did work formerly as a USDA employee as a coordinator, and then after they got the program out, I just went to work for the council. Worked with council since 83, since it was formed, 30-something years now. So had a lot of experience working with it. But I've seen the council do a lot of good things. Our council has always focused on natural resource-based issues. We've tried to work where we can to help landowners utilize the different programs that are available. We did a lot of work with controlled grazing, grazing management, just trying to promote that concept, because that's one of the few conservation practices we've found that will actually pay for itself and pay a return immediately to the landowner, not just through an improved property value and stuff, but I mean actual income, because we can increase our production easily 50% versus a conventional grazing. So in doing this, we've promoted all of our USDA programs, EQIP, different cost share programs to try to encourage landowners to adopt a new practice.
My name's Don Phelan. I have the New River Hill Farm in Grayson County, Virginia. It's 140.6 acres or so, and it's a rotational intensive grazing farm. I have 85 acres of woodland, forest land that I work with the forestry people on, and they have 55 acres of pasture that's in an intensive rotational grazing system. I usually graze anywhere from 75 to 80 head on that, but I have a country road goes through the middle of my farm, and I have it sort of splits the pasture, and so I have about 8 or 9 paddocks on both sides of the road, and I rotate those every 2 or 3 days. I never let the grass get down below about 6 or 8 inches high, and it's been very productive. I was lucky enough to receive 2 different years, Farm of the Year for the in the Commonwealth, and I've been involved in conservation, and I'm also on the New River Soil and Water Conservation District program. I've been a member of that about 18 years. I recently have donated my farm to the New River Soil and Water District, and we're making it an educational farm. And we have been for the last 3 or 4 years. We've had classes out there teaching them, help them see the benefits of keeping streams clean. There's a stream, Morris Creek, that runs through one side of the farm. And then we have the pasture. That's an intensive rotational grazing system. We have woodlands there that we can help them in understanding the best ways to keep a good woodland, teaching them what we can in water quality.
Through Strike Force, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is working with more farmers and ranchers than ever in communities that face persistent poverty. As a result, these producers are seeing their operations become more sustainable, while their conservation practices help promote clean air and water, healthy soil, wildlife habitat, and resistance to extreme weather events such as drought.
My name is Ashley Washburn. I'm the Farm Service Agency Strike Force Coordinator for Virginia. One of the positive outcomes of the closer collaboration among strike forces in Virginia is produced an innovative partnership to feed hungry kids in the summer at rural housing sites. While brainstorming about ways to increase summer feeding sites, rural development and the Food Nutrition Service worked on a cooperative venture in which Rural Development's multifamily housing complex served as a summer feeding site area so that children could receive nutritious benefits during those summer months. 15 rural multifamily complexes served this year as summer feeding sites, and other states are also adopting this idea. For more information about Strike Force or any of these programs, you can contact me at 804-932-4376. Thank you.
Strike Force now operates in over 800 rural counties, parishes, boroughs, and tribal reservations in 20 states, including Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities.
Get involved with Strike Force. You can learn more about the Strike Force initiative by visiting www.usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.